Hello, everybody, and welcome to the LifeCast. I'm your host, Gianna Manassian, here with Colin.
Oh, hi.
Kennedy from fucking Oklahoma.
Sup? It's been a while.
Not Oklahoma, fucking Oklahoma.
And Dan.
Yo.
This is episode 76.
I guess you could say.
Please don't.
Oh.
I don't get it.
Soldier 76 joke.
Oh.
I guess you could say we got this episode in our sights, huh? I'll see myself. All right.
What have you guys been playing? I played the depression game.
Which one?
The depression game, like depression.
Oh, okay.
I played that game.
I was like, that could be like 10 different things.
No, I also found a dress-up game on Android.
Okay.
And played that literally all weekend. Oh yeah, do you want me to share?
Hell yeah.
Also, I've been jamming on Solitarica as per usual, because it's a fantastic mobile game.
It's hard to go wrong with a classic.
Yeah. Solitarica is so good. I've been playing it for literally 8 months. The dress-up game I found is called Dress Up Momo. Oh, we're not social eating anymore. My bad.
I would love nothing more than to dress up Momo.
Yeah. It's weird in the fact that it has, unlockable clothing items. Yeah.
I've never heard of a dress-up game.
And then,
with unlockables.
Yeah.
I'm in.
And the way you do it is by picking flowers from your garden. So you pick the flowers, and then you playing Love, Nikki? No, I'm not playing Love, Nikki.
You know, I tried playing that not too long ago because I got really salty, about Fire Emblem Heroes. I spent 260 more, but I still didn't get Summer Guys, so I uninstalled it. I had no mobile games, and that was one of the ones I tried to fill the void. It didn't.
You know what mobile game really fills voids? Burly Men at Sea. That game is fantastic.
Oh, I fucking played Portal.
Oh, like for the first time?
No.
Oh, okay.
For the first time in forever.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Portal was good. As per usual.
I mean, it's boring.
Yeah.
Portal is good. Water is also wet.
I love Portal. For a while, it was one of my favorites.
Rightfully so.
Now, here's a question. Do y'all prefer Portal 1 or 2?
I haven't played Portal 2.
You know what? I'm going to prefer 2.
I feel like there's a lot.
I haven't played 2.
There's a lot more character interaction in 2 that is missing from 1.
Two.
And it just makes it better.
Two's co-op is also
close enough.
I haven't done the co-op.
Oh, it's so much fun. For a while, back when I was living here at Suffolk, one of my roommates and I, like, we used to play co-op Portal for like a solid first few months we lived there.
Hey,
like I didn't even play like touch the regular campaign for a while just because I had so much fun with the co-op. Mm.
See, I didn't have friends in high school when Portal 2 came out, so.
Portal 2 is actually what got me into Portal. I had two friends at the time who were working at GameStop when it came out, and they had got a couple copies when it came out. Literally, between the two of them, they had like 5 copies, and I don't even remember why. So I got to borrow one. So I actually I played like a pinch of Portal 2 before I actually played Portal 1. And I was like, wow, maybe I should play Portal 1.
Yeah, it sets up some things.
So then I went back and I played Portal 1 and then jumped into 2 and I loved it. If you haven't played any other games, can I branch off of that?
I did not do anything this week.
I was going to ask, did any of you play Portal by itself or to play it on the orange box?
I played it by itself.
I played it by itself.
Orange box.
I also played Team Fortress 2 by itself. Not part of the orange box.
You know what? So. Portal and Team Fortress 2 both came out in 2007. You know what else came out in 2007?
Oh, here we go.
I did? Not really. That's very early.
I was about to say, congratulations.
No. I didn't know bisexual was a thing in 2007.
I think I, heard the phrase maybe once.
In 2007, all my friends were still calling things gay as a substitute for stupid, so.
I'm lucky. I had picked up, maybe it's because I went to a Catholic school and this was like.
I went to a Christian school and it didn't matter.
Surprisingly, they caught on pretty fast to people calling things gay that were stupid, and they were pretty good about saying, guys, it's not synonymous, but then A couple years later, someone did a science fair project and found out that Catholic school kids, at least at the time in our school, were more generally more homophobic than public school kids, and I found that hilarious. But that is not the topic at hand.
Yeah.
The topic at hand is, you know what other game came out in 2007?
Assassin's Creed.
Uncharted.
Bioshock.
Oh, hell yeah!
Bioshock.
Which turns 10 years old today, and for those of you who don't know...
Along with every other game that came out in 2007.
Bioshock.
Yeah, but not today.
And I haven't played it super recently. Like, I played it last year when the collection came out, but I really wanted to bring that up. The only games I've been playing lately are, like... I've been playing Hotel Dusk.
What's that?
It is a visual novel on the vanilla DS. It's about this guy named Kyle Hyde. It takes place in, like, Las Vegas in the 70s.
Yeah.
He's
already sold.
Yeah. He's a former cop who had this buddy who was involved in this big art heist. Shit went down.
Yeah.
Someone got mistakenly shot. Buddy disappeared. So he quit the cops, and now he's just trying to track his buddy down.
Mm-hmm.
And his search leads him to this mysterious hotel called Hotel Dusks, and he's put in a room that allegedly grants wishes, and then all sorts of mysteries start unfolding.
Okay, lit.
I bought it, like, a year ago.
Yeah.
But I only recently started playing it a lot because I've been on, like, a million trips lately. Like, I flew here. I played it. Couple of weekends ago, I was in Dallas for Low Tier City.
Yeah.
Played it on the way there and back. Other than that, I mean...
Is that on the... It's on the DS, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I know what game you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. Other than that, like...
Super got West
of, I got West of Loathing recently.
Mm-hmm.
I started that, and it's pretty good.
Okay.
I feel like I'm forgetting something.
Puyo Puyo Tetris.
No, something else. I mean, Splatoon 2.
Splatin.
Splatin. What are the rest of y'all been playing?
I'm trying to go over all of what I played.
You've been playing Warframe. That's what you've been playing.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Warframe.
How's your from the beginning Warframe journey?
Not as grindy as I had thought because I got a free Frost Prime.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I love how it's changed. I really, really do.
Okay.
Coming from someone who last played it like over a year ago, it's so much better. Like the direct comparison between the two times is so good.
Mm.
Like, materials aren't just drops now, and I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
You can actually find them on the worlds in, like, chunks that you can just break down and take them.
Yep.
And it makes my life a lot easier. Also, I think I'm finally starting to actually learn Warframe. Because I never really did. I just kind of ran around and shot stuff.
Yeah.
And now that I'm actually picking up on it, I'm snowballing a lot more than I thought. I'm already on... I'd only put like 10 hours in, maybe less, and I'm already on Mars. Like, okay. Almost done with Mars.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
The only problem is they still haven't fucking made Howl the Kubro a fun mission.
Yeah.
Why do you make the required item a rare drop on a mission to show you how to do something in the first place?
It's literally 0.5% to the egg, right?
Yep. I gave up and just bought an egg with plat.
Yeah, that's what I did also.
Just Cause 3 was free on PS Plus.
Ooh.
So I changed from playing a lot of Just Cause 2 to a lot of Just Cause 3. And I love the mobility, and it's super addictive. And it's so much like... one of my biggest problems with overworld games is you're not really given... Like you're given an objective, but you stop caring about that objective, like, immediately.
Yeah.
And the thing about Just Cause 3 is it's that kind of game that just kind of revels in the fact that you can do dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it just encourages all the dumb shit you can possibly do. It literally just gives you checklists of things to destroy, and that's your objective.
So I guess you could say you're having fun
just cause...
See myself out. See you guys.
But yeah, I love it so far. The wingsuit was terrible at the start, but now that I know how to use it, I love it.
They're a really underrated developer, Avalanche Studios.
Yeah. They're like, they put a lot of work in their stuff.
They did the Mad Max game, too. That game's pretty solid.
Yeah, that's a solid game. Yeah. Oh, let's see. What else did I play?
I played Puyo Puyo
Tetris. I'm terrible at it.
Yes, he is.
I played the first three worlds of Sonic Mania, and I love it. And I'm going to buy that game this Friday, and I'm going to beat it in a day because I am already in love with Sonic Mania.
And because it's supposedly pretty short.
Yeah, you can beat it in about 6 hours.
Yeah.
But
yeah, if
beating it once is not beating Sonic Mania, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta have
to. You have to do so much.
Like, if you're just playing to hit the credits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like,
why would you do that?
So, like, mild spoilers for Sonic Mania, there's an Ant Knuckles mode. If you unlock, it's exactly what you think. You can unlock this mode by beating a special stage and getting a gold medal. I forget exactly what.
Jess told you to get good.
Okay.
Who did?
Jess.
I can't. Yeah, Puyo Puyo is too hard.
He's really bad.
But yeah, you can get and Knuckles mode.
Okay.
Which literally, like, it doesn't do anything except have Knuckles follow you around. And also, that's the whole thing.
Everywhere mode.
Yeah. Even happen if you pick Knuckles. So you can actually play as Knuckles and Knuckles, and it's amazing.
Knuckles and Kunkles.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yep.
I played Street Fighter 4 again. I think I'm a Zangief main.
You thought you're an everyone main.
Yeah, but now I actually think I'm a Zangief main. I know that holds, like, no weight because I've changed my main, like, 10 times. But I really do think I'm a Zangief main because I am having more fun with Zangief than any other character I've played in that game.
I've heard you say that exact same sentence about 20 other characters.
Like, you know what? It's just a fucking ladder, Kennedy.
To be fair.
I will believe it, like, months from now.
Because Vanishing Flat is so good. It's a green hand.
To be fair, Street Fighter 4 has, like, a big enough roster where you can main, like, more than, like,
yeah.
people.
Yeah, but
here's the thing. I never actually found a main. Like, I went from, I went from
crisis.
Ibuki to Guy to Goken to Poison. Let's see. I tried.
What was his name?
I tried Cody.
The bird looking motherfucker.
You can make your own Dawn? Sonic OC and Sonic Forces.
I tried Adon,
yeah,
which comes out later.
I tried to be El Fuerte for a minute. None of them have worked out for me. And now I'm on Zangief.
El Fuerte is so overly complicated, though.
Yeah. His entire game is just all, like, 50-50s. It's really fun when you get used to, like, doing the command runs over and over again. And just, like, Fajita Buster, sweep.
Yeah.
Just do anything. And it's
very, very
people much just like kind of shit themselves because they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
That's what Clark used to be like in King of Fighters. Like,
yeah.
Used to be super, super precise, and all the actions were, like, kind of overly complicated for what they were.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think that's it.
How about you, Colin? What have you been playing lately? So?
I went nuts on PSN, and I bought a whole bunch of shit.
Ooh,
you tell. I bought Metal Slug Anthology, Mega Man Legacy Collection 2, Guilty Gear Exiled Revelator.
Amazing.
And Fatal Fury Battle Archives 2. Which has a bunch of, it's all three real about Fatal Furies. For those of you who aren't familiar with Fatal Fury, it's another, like, fighting game series that SNK did. If you know who Terry Bogard is, that's the series he came from. The series that originated Busta Wolf.
Busta Wolf! Come on, get serious!
I thought you said Busta Wolf?
It's Buster Wolf, but it's pronounced Busta Wolf.
No, like Busta Wolf, like Bust a Wolf.
No, that's...
And I was about to be like, that's the name of my ska band.
More like Bust a Nut, am I right?
Fatal Fury is that good.
Kenny, what do you mean?
Anyways.
Terry Bogard is my aesthetic.
I thought everyone knew what Bust a Nut meant.
Terry Bogard, Joe Higashi, all those guys. And this collection, it's the Real Bout series, which is basically like them rebooting the Fatal Fury series for like the third time. And this is like the special Ultra Championship Dub Edition Steelbook Orange Box Mega Mix Edition. HD Remix, but it's on PS2.
What is it? Hang on, like Final Mix.
Yeah, it's like
HD.
It just sucks.
Arcade Edition 2017.
Yeah,
it's, and Knuckles.
And Knuckles.
And Knuckles.
Featuring Dante from the Devil May Cry series.
Final Mix.
Now with Majima everywhere.
Orange Box Legendary Edition.
The collector's edition.
Signed by Todd McFarlane for some reason.
Now with the bonus statue.
Of Todd McFarlane. gross. If you ever want a good laugh, watch Todd McFarlane's drawing streams on his Facebook page because he calls himself Big Bad Toddy.
I would literally rather not. I cannot think of anything I want to do less.
It's a good laugh.
No. Nope.
Or, no, it gets better. The Todd Father?
Nope. It got worse, actually.
I had a name like that that was, like, so easy to make puns out of.
The thing is, when he draws, he does sound effects. So he'll be, like, coloring in something, and he'll go...
Yeah, I do the same thing every time I draw.
He talks like this. He'll be like, hey, guys, Big Bad Toddy here. I guess I could say what I'm doing is not very nice because I'm drawing Wolverine. Okay. It's, like, it's a train wreck, but it's amazing.
I know. You sold me.
Todd McFarlane is the kind of guy who doesn't have an ounce of self-awareness about him, how much of a giant tool he is. He's like, hey, Ross, I'm cool, right? Yeah, you're cool.
That's not a good thing. Not at all.
We're making fun of him. Like,
okay.
Anyway, enough about Todd McFarlane. Get Metal Slug Anthology. It's Metal Slug 1 through 6 and X, which is Metal Slug 2 Director's Cut. I recently started streaming with a couple of the Metal Slug games as, like, test streams. I don't know if any of you caught the pre-show. I was talking about that, just trying to get comfortable behind a mic, essentially. Mega Man Legacy Collection 2 has Mega Man 7, 8, 9, and 10. I never played 10. 9 I only had on my Wii. And I had 7 and 8 on the Anniversary Collection, and they play so much better on Legacy Collection than the Anniversary Collection.
Do they?
They're not as choppy.
Mm.
But, like, there's more save times in Mega Man 8 because it's almost like a direct rip from the PlayStation version. But the load times aren't as bad as the Saturn version, as far as I know.
Mm.
But overall, I mean, it's good. And Guilty Gear Revelator is great because of one reason alone, Johnny.
He's also the best character in the game.
She's not even in that one.
No,
she's
who?
Not,
but no,
Baikon.
Oh, yeah, Baikon's not in until Rev 2.
But Jam is.
Yeah.
And Jam is, like, amazing in this one.
Yeah. They whatever the most recent update to Rev 1 was that wasn't Rev 2 made her, like, super viable. Like, this is, like, the first time Jam has ever been a threat.
She's, like, very combo heavy, and I really
don't
like
tell
it.
Peanut Butter that.
Stop. I am slowly waiting for the day that... Because Ishiwatari says he wants to bring more legacy characters back. I am Testament? Just... That's exactly what I was going to say. Because in Accent Corps, I'm a Testament main. So I really, really, really want Testament to come back.
Bring back the Testament.
I still say he has, like, one of the coolest overkills in the game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Him and Baikon. And Ido, of course.
Bring back the
Baikon's instant kill in Rev 2 is
somehow
amazing.
Like, Chip was already, like, fast in Sign, and I think he's, like, faster in Revelator.
He is.
Like, significantly.
He's also, like, a metric fuck ton more complex. Like, what I have seen Chip players, like, do is out of this world, and I could never do it. Part of the reason I play Batman is because I don't have to do shit like that with Batman. RIP 6H. Too good a move. They got rid of it. Anyway.
Yeah, Guilty Gear Revelator, it's a lot of fun. It is more than just a balance patch. That's what I was afraid of. But then yeah. I was like, it's also $6 and I can afford to lose that. So
yeah. Rev 2 is basically a balance patch.
Yeah.
But
a balance patch, is that something we want to bring up?
Actually, oh, yeah. We went to
balance patch.
Yeah, it's an esports cafe. Just opened up on the BU campus this Friday.
Right next to...
last Friday.
Right, not right next to it, but close to the Paradise Rock Club.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they have just a bunch of PC setups. If any of you live in Asia or watch a lot of anime, it's basically a net cafe.
Yep.
Except with consoles, but they still have... the vast majority of it is taken up by PC setup.
Well, no. The PC setups are... They're a monitor that is plugged into a PC,
yeah.
PS4, and Xbox One.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is, like, the majority of it is... Yeah. Those setups, but there are couches and
yeah, there were two sections out. For couches, and there were I think a few sections for group stuff if you wanted to like have a melee setup or something.
Yeah. And it was pretty.
I think it's super cool.
Yeah.
We should have like, something like that in Oklahoma.
Yeah, and plus they're gonna start doing fighting game weekly tournaments, and I'm super in there because I think they're gonna have Guilty Gear, and I know they're gonna have Tekken. And this will also give me a chance to practice Street Fighter V for Red Bull Battlegrounds in November, and I'm really excited about that.
Ooh. Yeah, they had like 5 copies of Street Fighter V, but like 1 copy of Tekken. That
yeah,
was weird.
They're still buying things.
No. I just thought it was funny, but like, yeah. Hey, 5 copies of Street Fighter V.
I mean, to be fair, Street Fighter V is like $2.
Compared to like Injustice, yeah. Injustice is still $60.
How the fuck is Injustice still making money? Evo passed. The game's life is done. Like, come on.
So,
game's
life is
done. It's let me buy this game for $10, please.
I know. So when me, Chris,
how far is it from Dearest the campus?
And all of us were at Low Tier City. There was a mini tournament for Injustice 2 going on. One of the guys we were traveling with entered it on a whim. He had played the game maybe twice. There were like less than a dozen players, and he ended up making top 5. He touched the game like once.
Reminds me of what Chris G did in Killer Instinct when that game first came out. Back when Killer Instinct like was just like happening, like we're talking like vanilla season 1 Killer Instinct,
so like 4 characters,
like 4 characters and like 3 tournaments. Chris G did not own an Xbox One. Still doesn't own an Xbox One. Now, keep in mind, Chris G is like a super high level player. He's
Chris
one of the
G is a literal
he's literally one of the three gods of Marvel versus Capcom.
G and Chris G stands for God.
Yeah, and like he also plays other games. He plays Street Fighter. He plays I don't think he plays Tekken, but he loves Guilty Gear stuff, that kind of stuff. So he entered the Killer Instinct bracket. Has never touched this game in his life. Through sheer fundamentals alone and learning the game in bracket, he consistently made top 8 for the first 6 months of that game's lifespan. Just through sheer fundamentals and learning in bracket.
Okay.
Like, Chris G is like, the G also stands for genius. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Who did he main?
Saberwolf.
Hell yeah.
To be fair, like, almost everyone back then.
Yeah, almost everyone main Saberwolf.
If you weren't Saberwolf, you were Jago.
I was going to say. Jago and his
Jago was better because he had a Voltron skin, just saying.
I was going to say, he also had that ridiculous but amazing hair.
Yeah.
It was like Conan O'Brien where it was like, you don't know how he styled it, but he did it.
Like, you don't know how much hairspray was involved, but there's definitely some there.
Speaking of Jago, one of the best fighting game themes of all time is in Killer Instinct 2. It's Jago's theme.
Awesome. Killer Instinct in general just has an amazing soundtrack.
Killer Instinct 2 soundtrack, I would argue, is better than the first.
Mm.
It's like hardcore techno. Killer Instinct 1 had the like really rough like industrial metal type feel to it.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, Jess, it's from BU's campus. It's like a few T stops from
Babcock Street.
Yeah, Babcock Street.
It's like from Park Street. You want to say like what, a 15-minute train ride?
Oh, hardly.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 10 unless the train is like staying at a stop for longer.
It isn't the red line, so I won't do that.
But yeah, and then once you get off the stop, it's literally like right there. You can see it from getting off the train.
Yeah. So yeah. Balance Patch was lit.
Balance Patch is really lit. I'm gonna go there a lot.
Me too. Oh wait.
I would go there a lot, but it's like 45 minutes from my house where I have a computer and a PS4 and games for both of those.
Yeah.
That's true.
So.
If it weren't for competitive shit, I probably wouldn't go that much. But, hey.
I would just like to have better access to a PS4. As it is now, my brother lets me use his, more or less. It's more so when he's not using it, which is rarely. And sometimes, you know, if he needs me to do a favor for him, he'll be like, I'll give you an hour or so on the PS4. But the fact of the matter is, I just don't have a consistent way of playing games on the PS4 right now. But he owes me a grand total right now of 18 hours, and I'm going to cash them all in because A Tale of Your Sophie was on sale on PSN. And
I got it. Oh, do you want to get Yakuza 0 after that? I could ship it out to you if you want.
I want to play Yakuza 0, like, as soon as I can.
I'll bring it Wednesday.
Hell yeah.
Are you gonna be on campus before the concert?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, like, honestly, you hand me Yakuza 0, I will put everything else on hold for that game. I want to play it that bad.
Yakuza 0 is fantastic.
There are not many games right now that I want to play as bad as that one.
Oh yeah, Yakuza 6 Special Edition got announced for, I think, March 2018, and I've already found next year's Game of the Year. Sorry!
March 20th?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, any year Yakuza comes out, just, yeah, good luck. Our standards are so fucking high.
I finally found a store that has it for a decent price instead of just $60.
Yay? Yeah.
Yakuza Zero is worth $60 though.
Not cheap, so.
So do we have any questions?
Well, we have announcements first. We have a formal announcement section now. Yeah. So first up, WowMe this week is not happening, much to everybody's dismay.
Is it getting a lot of viewers?
No. We don't even watch it. I'm kind of tempted to pull the plug on it to have room for another stream. Plus, we're running out of MMOs that everyone wants to play. So
you could play Trickster Online.
Wants to play Town of
Or Fiesta.
Or if you really hate yourself, DC Universe Online.
Or that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sword.
Actually, though,
man.
Maybe.
So I don't know what's going to happen with WowMe after this week. Speaking we'll discuss it. But WowMe is not happening on Tuesday. Instead, I am streaming. I'm moving Chill Night up to 7 o'clock on Tuesday, and I'm going to be playing Darkwood. And then, consequently, no Chill Night Thursday. And also, no Weeaboo Wednesday, because Kennedy's going to be at a concert with me and Dan and three of other friends.
We're going to see Ninja Sex Party.
Worth it.
Yeah. And then Tabletop Fridays returns this Friday. I don't know what system we're doing. Maybe just the regular old D20 system that I should learn how to run, probably. Or I might steal another system from the Adventure Zone. We'll see. Family dinner is potentially happening on Saturday. Depends on who's around and if we can get Steam sharing and everything fixed and worked up. The audio feed for this podcast will be out Thursday at 2. And if you're listening, it's out. Congrats. It's past Thursday at 2 p.m. And the VOD will be out on YouTube Friday morning. On our Twitter and our Facebook, we have daily giveaways for Steam games. And then coming up next week and the week after, we have two AAA games. Well, one for this month, one for the next. For August, which starts the 29th and runs through September 5th, we're giving away Yakuza Kiwami, which is one I really recommend because I love those games. And then September, right after that one ends, we're giving away Destiny 2 for PS4. Both of those are for PS4. And that runs September 6th through the 13th.
Can't believe Chris is going to enter one of our own giveaways.
None of us can win our own giveaways.
Someone tell that to Chris.
Really? That's not a common knowledge thing?
Joke.
Okay. I couldn't tell if you're being serious.
I'm making it funny. Okay. Chris really likes Destiny.
I'm really fucking out of it today. Sorry.
Can I add one more announcement?
Yes, please do.
To that? Without getting into too many specifics, because I want to wait a little longer on the announcement, keep an eye on our social media, because we're going to be helping a giveaway contest thing on a certain page.
Yeah, we are.
That likes posting bootlegs.
In case you didn't get those whispers, because you're pretty far away from our microphone there, we are going to be collaborating with a super secret social media page.
Super secret.
Coming never know what it is. Within the next couple of months. Weeks.
I want to announce it September
1st. Oh, shit. Okay. So next couple weeks, keep an eye out on our social media and also social media everywhere else.
Yeah.
All of it.
Because if you happen to win this contest, there's some games in it for you.
Here's some games and some other cool prizes.
Yeah, we hear y'all like games.
Play Webkinz, does that count? Sure. No. Because we need to get Webkinz. The problem is none of us want to actually, like, pay more than literally a cent for an MMO.
Is we are poor and yeah. And
yeah.
So we could have done WoW.
Final Fantasy 14 has like a 3-week free trial or some shit like that.
Oh, fuck, man. I don't want to fuck with free trials.
Or is it? I think it's just up to level 20 per class or something like that.
Stall.
Fight
an enemy every hour.
But yeah, we'll figure out what to do with WoWme. I don't think everyone's going to be too upset if I cancel it, so.
I'll be heartbroken. I've been watching every week. How could you do this to me? Your number one fan.
Are you making it funny again?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to be real with you. I love y'all. I haven't watched a single episode of it.
I do not blame you.
Same.
Okay, but hear me out, cute stuffed animals. Hear me out. Also, that costs money. That's it.
But if any of you guys know of any totally free, totally fun, totally streamable MMOs.
MapleStory.
How about...
Say RuneScape?
Oh my god, let's play RuneScape together, guys. Guys, let's all make accounts on
I'm pulling the plug on WoWMe. No, we're still signing. I found
some shit out about Neopets.
What did you find out about Neopets?
Back in the early day, it was funded by a Scientologist, and a lot of the money went back to the Church of Scientology. And then the original investor in it was trying to convert the founders to Scientology, and they were like, what? No. What have you been doing with the money? And he goes, funny story about that.
That's amazing.
There's a series on YouTube called Down the Rabbit Hole, where this dude looks at really, like, fucked up shit that happened on the internet, and he looked up Neopets, like, the origins of it and everything. Once he brought that up, I was like, what?
I'm going to look into that.
It's a Gaia. Really, really good YouTube series.
We're not playing Gaia Online.
Yeah, let's play Gaia Online.
Let's play Gaia.
Let's play Gaia. Mabi Nogi.
You guys can start your own fucking subsidiary of WoWMe. Oh my god.
I think my account still works, too.
My account
could play Adventure Quest.
What was your cringe-worthy screen name?
Here's the thing. I had three different accounts. I had one that I made in 2006 that got hacked, and my username was Karashi Suzumi because I was a fucking weeaboo.
Was?
Yeah, I was gonna say was.
Is well, it was. It was that because I am still a weeaboo.
Okay.
I was in. That was like the height.
The prime of weeb phase.
That was Weebamus Primus. Weebamus Prime. Not Kennedy. Important. It will not be mentioned on this podcast because it is that cringy. Y'all will have to guess. Dan, I know you know what it is. Don't fucking say it or I'll punch you in the gut.
Wait, what?
No, nothing.
Just...
And then my last one was my default username up until recently, which is just Danique's because I really liked Kingdom Hearts. And, you know, Organization 13 did that thing where they mix up the letters in your name and add an X. Danique's was in. Man, when I was on that account, I was on Gaia for so long, I was a regular on the anime forums to the point where me and the rest of the other regulars, we had a guild. We had a guild. All right?
Makes Stop, feel better. My
it was weird, man.
It makes me feel any better. My screen name was Killing in the Name of, like, the Rage Against the Machine song, but Elite Speak.
Oh, no.
I think I had the least cringy, like, 12-year-old username.
What was it?
Well, my Steam username is still, like, the actual username is still Dreaded Vulture, because I was really into a pirate phase. That's not as cringy as you guys.
In a way, I was in a pirate phase, because my Weeaboo phase was greatly... One Piece.
So technically it is a pirate phase.
Yes, I was the one programming last night. They updated the currency in Gaia. I also learned something about Neopets recently.
My avatar in black trench coat and everything. Like super classic edgelord bullshit. Awesome.
I also learned that on literal dark web websites, you can buy, I think, this item that when you're in the Neopet battle arena, you can throw it at a pet. And it will turn it into, like, a sack of flour. And it's literally $40 to fuck up someone's Neopet.
$40 to ruin some 12-year-old's life?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
When you go into the dark web to cheat at Neopets, you know your life is in shambles.
And it was, like, a legitimate Neopet item that was super rare is the thing. And all of the, then there's like guides on how to get it into your account without Neopets like finding out. So like fucking imagine 14-year-old you. You started Neopets when you were like 8, right? 14-year-old you has found like the fucking rarest, prettiest patterned Drake.
Of course.
And it gets fucking flower bagged.
I think, you know, I honestly think I'd kill myself.
I thought you were going to a very dark place. No. Well, I did, but...
Can we just talk about how for $40 you can actually ruin a 12-year-old's life?
Yeah!
For 40...
I think the better thing to talk about is the fact that you can cheat at Neopets by going on the dark web.
Which is probably one of the least
fucked up things on the dark web.
It is simultaneously one of the least and yet most fucked up things on the dark web.
I just... I am... aghast.
You ever go to the dark web for fun?
What?
Trick question, you don't go to the dark web for fun.
Oh, we did once. It didn't end well.
And it also wasn't once, fun.
Yep, wasn't fun.
It's not fun at all.
Actually, no. I do use the dark web for, like, some anonymous browsing. Like, if I want to use Facebook on a, like, library computer and I have a flash drive.
Mm. Like, it absolutely has its merits.
Yeah, definitely.
The bad certainly outweighs the good.
It absolutely has its merits, but you know what else it has? Marketplaces where you can fuck up a 12-year-old for $40!
Honestly,
$40!
If I had literally nothing better to do with my money, I would probably at least do it once. That's the worst part.
You're one of those, like, multi-billionaires.
I've gone on Roblox just to mess with 10-year-olds before.
Nice.
I know most of them.
Nah, it's Gary Vee.
I don't know who that is.
Go on Facebook, you'll find.
I can teach you all about pirates. No, I'm out of that phase. Yeah. Oh, my ARC username is neon_771. Also not cringy. It just has numbers on it.
You know who I think has the cringiest username I've heard thus far?
Are you going to fucking air out Dan's dirty laundry?
No, I'm going to air out his brother's.
Oh.
That's worse.
Dan.
Hold on. Dan had this look on his face like, please don't name me. Please don't name me. Okay, cool. That's it. Very good.
No, because he also knows my cringy username, so I could.
If she outs me, I'm going to out her.
Yeah, my first email was MK Fanboy, so.
Anyway, Dan, why don't you tell them?
I still use my first email, so I'm not giving it out.
Younger brother Adam, not to be confused with the Adam of the Lifecast.
I'm gonna keep this short and sweet. My younger brother's username used to be AnimeBlade48.
But that's fantastic.
There's this really goofy picture of him from around the same time wearing a fucking fairy tale hat. He looks like a dweeb.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all we got for announcements.
Okay.
That's how you can fuck up someone's life in Neopets.
By spending $40 on the dark web.
Knowing that you can do that has fucked my life up.
Why is there even a Neopets marketplace on the dark web? This is actually going to keep me up at night.
Your nickname has been Junicus for 20 plus years? That's good. That's really good, because you picked something and you stuck with it. I've been through like 17 username changes. One of them was Nards.
I like Nerd.
Wolfman, kick him in the nerds.
Yeah, Nerd has become like my identity online, which is pretty cool. Mine used to be Kyrie Girl, but I changed it to Moomba Girl.
For the longest time, I thought you made it up. Nerd?
Nope. Yeah. I stole it from the Game Grumps. Continuing. We have a question from Dave, because he's the only one who sent us one.
Okay.
Twitch chat, if you have questions, please send them in right now.
Please do.
Dave asked us, what fictional animal would you want as a pet?
Okay, question.
I want the void fish from the Adventure Zone.
So does it have to be, like, an animal that doesn't exist? Or can it be, like...
Any fictional animal.
So, like, we could say Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
For example.
I want the Trouble King from Shovel Knight as a pet.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I need the Trouble King in my life.
It's funny how I got it, or more how it stuck. It's interesting.
You know who I want? I want Missile from Ghost Trick.
A little Loggle. Okay.
He's just a little Pomeranian, and he's just so peppy.
I want the Corgi from Cowboy Bebop.
That's not a game, though.
He's just a fictional animal.
Oh, fuck. I want Love from Shiki, the really doofy dog.
Oh my god, yes!
Ayn's the best, though. I'm convinced Cowboy Bebop is the reason why people like corgis so much.
Yeah.
But have you heard of, like, the Queen of England?
I mean, yeah.
I'm pretty sure the Queen of England has a lot more influence on, like, the world in general than Cowboy Bebop really does.
She has, like, 9 corgis.
There's this really great picture of her online you can find, I'm sure, if you just Google, like, Queen Elizabeth corgis. But it's this picture of her entering the limousine, and she's holding, like, this leash with, like, at least a dozen corgis. God. And, like, they're all trying to get into the limo, but they're too stumpy.
That's fantastic. I will admit that Cowboy Bebop probably has a role in why corgis are so popular amongst weebs.
It's a joke. I'm going to go cliche. I'm going to say Snoopy.
Okay. Junica said, I played a wizard in Diablo when it came out, and I cheated so bad that Nick was Junior before they added the cuss at the end, because so it sounded. The nickname was Junior before... and added the cuss to the end so it sounded magic-y. and some crazy trainers back then. Huh.
I want to change my answer.
Oh, okay. To the fictional animal? Okay.
I want the dragon maid. I want Toru.
Get the fuck off my podcast.
My best friend is going to be so happy.
I want literally either Toru or Kana. I want one of the dragons.
Next question. Before we get worse answers. Did you see the eclipse today? Yes, I did.
I saw a live stream of it.
I saw a million people upload pictures of it.
I got pictures of the eclipse. I got crescent lens flares of the eclipse too with my phone ghosty camera. Yeah, I made a projector, and then we borrowed glasses, like solar eclipse glasses from somebody. And we also took pictures through a telescope. So that was fun. Kennedy, they're not pets, says Jess.
But you use a fictional animal.
That's true.
It's true. Monica asked, does sleep exist?
No.
No.
Nah.
Nah, it's a construct.
Sleep is a social construct.
We all went to the same college. Dan's still going to this college. We're in a classroom.
We're all bums who still hang around our campus.
Yeah. I have literally nothing better to do.
And our school has, like...
no security.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like... like, honestly, if someone were to come in here right now... we could all claim that we're still current students and they'd believe us, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They wouldn't stop us.
Oh, yeah. I still have my student ID and it's expired. And when I need to open a room, I'll just be like, oh, yeah, I haven't updated it, but here.
Yeah. Because all they do is put a sticker with the new year on it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite memories of this school is, I really want to say this was my sophomore.
Looked like a common room on a dorm. Yeah.
Is, I can see that. There's this local homeless man who's a little famous, and he's got this really raspy voice.
Spare change guy.
Oh, yeah. And he just, in his really raspy voice, he'll just yell, like, spare change!
Anybody going to Watertown?
Spare change, ma'am! And he just kind of walked into one of the buildings and no one stopped him.
Yeah.
So he was in the middle cafeteria asking students for spare change.
Yep. And he was there for a good like 15 minutes before anyone got to him.
Our school is garbage. We pay too much for BS. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
And then what was it? Like a couple months later, he like killed a man? Or something like that. Yeah.
He had charges before then.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Anyway. Any more questions?
Spare change guy capping some
food? Please not about spare change guy.
No, ask us.
Or about spare change guy.
Spare change guy, actually.
Ask us about the homeless locals.
Dude, I almost saw spare change guy and one of the spare change newspaper guys, like, almost getting into a straight-up fist fight. It was awesome.
I feel like I have also seen that.
Dude, fucking, the other day, me and Dan were on the bus on the way back to Lynn, and there was this drunk guy on the bus who was demanding he get his $2 back because he was only on the bus for, like, two or three stops, and this guy was super angry. Like, I straight up thought he was about to shoot up the bus because he looked like he was ready to get in a fist fight. I remember one guy on the bus looked at him, and he's like, you want to square up? You want to take this ass
out? Oh, God, please no.
Looking to engage in fisticuffs?
Didn't happen. Damn. Dan, you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said you were taking the bus together. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like,
what was his motivation? He probably just got angry.
I mean, he was drunk as hell. So.
Yeah.
Like, this guy looked like he was about to pass out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know Spare Change guy's backstory.
Neither do I.
What's his lore?
He is an enigma.
At what part of his route do we unlock his backstory?
We don't. I don't want to. I know that he has business in Watertown.
Every day.
Yeah. He told me it was his birthday the other day, and I was like, no, oh. Yikes. Ask us more questions. We're running dry. Oh, there was a question from Discord that we couldn't get to last week. Because, you know, Twitch was being ass, and our recording was also being ass. So.
Sounds pretty ass.
What do you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning?
We already did this one.
Yes. Yeah. I'm repeating it, because it didn't ever get published.
Oh, okay.
What happened? I didn't have audio, Wi-Fi, so I had no idea what happened.
Audio got corrupted, and we had no Twitch feed because Twitch was not letting us stream. So we just lost an episode.
Oh, that was such a good episode, yeah,
I
too.
I know. And if you could master any melee weapon, what would it be?
What?
If you could master any melee weapon, what would it be?
I said this last week, I said Tanfa.
Yeah, last week I said Chakram fighting.
Fox, I guess.
Fox?
He's talking.
Oh, wait, no. Okay, that took me a second.
Okay. Give me the backstory. Yeah, Monica, do you know his backstory?
Does anybody know Spare Change Guy's backstory? What's the lore? Give us the sweet lore. Let us unlock his tragic backstory.
His origin story.
He's the secret final boss of life. Is that it?
That sounded so sarcastic. A lot of things we say are sarcastic. Yep. I might have a question. Hold on, let me think a minute.
What if Spare Change Guy is actually, like, this godlike deity that was sent to Earth just to observe and see what happens?
That's how you get into heaven or hell. You give him the spare change.
we view him as strange and odd, but, like, his thought is in such a different plane of existence. So much more advanced than ours.
I heard a better one once. The real observer... The arbiter who decides whether or not you get into heaven or hell is the creator of Winrar. If you paid for it, you get to go to heaven. Everybody else.
That's good. Monica has one. This is surprising coming from you, Monica. Incredible. But if you were an alcohol, what personality fits best to the liquor?
None, because I don't drink alcohol.
I would be either peach schnapps, which is a fruity and nice, or tequila, which is spiky and not for everybody. So,
yeah,
those are my two.
I'd probably say peach schnapps too.
Peach schnapps is good. Also vodka,
because you love to slop squat.
That and like. My ancestors are kind of from the Russia area.
You know what I think of when I think of vodka? I think of that wine of that 12-year-old edgy kid who's like, yes, I think of vodka. He's like, all right, about to drink a thing of vodka down the hatch.
Oh my god!
He just cracks it open. He takes like a sip. And he's just flinching and cringing.
Yeah. Oh, Patron. Patron 1800 Cafe. Says Junicus. That's interesting.
Yeah. Says what?
Junicus. Viewer.
Oh. Yeah, Patron's pretty rough. It's like Patron XO Canadian Cafe. Mist whiskey, which is like really cheap Crown Royal. Mm. It's not cheap.
Because you're cheap and royal?
No.
I'm boxed wine because I'm shit tier. Says Jessa Freakiness. God. I would argue that you're not shit tier, because I know you in real life, but...
I'm the guy who decided to drink hand sanitizer. I'm hand sanitizer.
Oh my god. Is that because alcohol is too spicy for you?
I just don't like it.
I was trying to make a joke.
Oh.
Well, this is karma.
I'd say you're like Red's apple ale, because apples are red and you're a ginger.
That is. Oh.
Very well, to the point. Man.
I mean... Guys, give us more questions.
Yeah, we're running out.
It's so lonely. This is my first time on the podcast in so long. It's gonna be my last time.
For questions three times on like Twitter and Facebook too, and no one replied.
Want this to be my last memory of the podcast for like a month or two?
The problem
is not here all the time.
Kennedy, that for a month or two just really like got rid of all of the impact of anything you were saying.
Yeah. Yo, guys, I'm a luxury that not everyone can afford.
God.
God.
I love that shirt.
I want my shirt.
Or, I'm a luxury few can afford.
I'm a luxury few can afford. That is me. You know how often I get to be on this podcast these days?
The problem is not alcohol, it's what happens after the alcohol. No, it's the alcohol for me. I hate the way it tastes, but I can carry myself incredibly well when drunk. Monica said I'd be a dirty martini because I'm cheap to please. When I was two, a story from Jess, I drank a bunch of wine coolers because my parents were shit at keeping an eye on me. That's really great.
Amazing.
Fantastic. I could steal something that happens on one of my favorite podcasts if we run out of questions.
Sure.
Okay. I'm not gonna spoil what it is. Don't look.
I'll look this way.
Okay. Cool.
Hi, Dan.
Forrest Gump wave. Lieutenant Dan.
Thank you, Sworded, for following.
Oh, thank you.
Woo!
For bonus points, you want to give us a question?
Yeah.
Please give me a random one.
Are you on, like, a random question generator?
Yeah. Okay. I'm collecting these.
Collecting?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's alarming. No, there's no more Diet Coke left. Y'all, those $1 any size drinks from McDonald's are like the best thing to happen in my life. Hashtag not sponsored. Unless you want it to be a McDonald's. Please. We want a better mixer.
A mixer with Ronald McDonald's face on it.
I mean, if that's what it takes to get us a better mixer.
Mystery.
Would anybody oppose? Deanna, you're the keeper of the mixer. If it were a high-quality mixer, and the only caveat is that it had Ronald McDonald's face, would you be opposed?
No.
There, look at that.
What's the price point? How many XLRs does it have? Does it have phantom power?
Good. It's... Whatever your ideal is, it's that. The only catch is that it has Ronald McDonald's face on it. Maybe on the back it has that MS Paint picture of the purple guy going like, oh, what is it, Ronald?
Okay, these are stupid.
You want my McNuggies?
I'm not sure if McDonald's.
I miss all right, that every day.
Oh, what's your alignment before we get into my special thing?
True neutral.
Chaotic good.
Yes.
I'm a rambunctious good boy.
I am the most indecisive person you'll ever meet.
It's true, I'll vouch.
If, yeah. You and Tiffany would both be true neutral.
What would y'all say I am? Because I genuinely don't know.
Chaotic I think I'd be a good. Neutral good.
Neutral good? Yeah. Chaotic good?
Same, I have no idea what I'd be. I just like the chart one with all the Batman on it.
I think you'd be like neutral good.
Yeah.
Neutral good.
See, I think outwardly... it's about me. Outwardly, I would definitely be a chaotic good...
I call you chaotic.
I feel like
good.
Most
but
people...
inwardly, I would definitely be a literal chaotic evil. I'm willing to do a lot of shit to further my goals.
Like get a Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, sure.
Thing with
and other things I won't disclose on this podcast or ever.
To be fair, I think we were sponsored by McDonald's and our only requirement was to showcase that and eat McDonald's for social eating. That wouldn't be that bad of a sponsorship.
I'd yeah. be okay with that.
That actually wouldn't be terrible.
Yeah. And that's part. I like McFlurries.
I don't want to be like, oh, I'm edgy, chaotic, evil. Like, no, I'm... ugh. I really don't know where my morals are right now.
Mm. I mean, I'm a strong believer in if you really, really try to make it somewhere in life, you have to have at least a little bit of sociopathic tendencies.
Oh, definitely, oh, yeah.
So.
I agreed with that really easily, huh?
Like, one in a million people who can do so without it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like...
That's like...
Those are like Gandhi,
Ben.
JFK, Ben. You know.
Ben.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
All right. Batman. Let's do a Yahoo.
A what?
A Yahoo.
A what?
A Yahoo Answers. What are the fruit of the loom? Is it my genitalia?
You know, just the other day, me and Dan were rewatching that video of the guy who went on Yahoo Answers and rereading, like, the people who misspelled pregnant, and his, like,
yeah.
There's, like, can you get pregnanan?
Yeah, oh my god.
No, it was prengan and pregananant.
Semantics doesn't matter here, they spelled pregnant wrong.
I think my favorite is either Gregnant or Pregante.
Oh my god!
if Greg ever...
That sounds like, know, a pasta dish.
If Greg ever, you know, becomes a father, like, we have to make the joke that the mother would be pregnant.
Every day.
Every day. Every day we have to remind her that she's pregnant.
And even after the kid, like, hey, you were pregnant at one point.
Let's see. Keep talking amongst yourselves.
What's the thing that makes your texting calls anonymous? Is it star 6-7? Okay, so
yes,
star
6-7. That makes it a restricted number.
Okay, star 6-7 her every day just only be the word Gregnant.
Oh my god.
Maybe sometimes like all caps spaces between each letter.
Gregante.
But in increasingly more ridiculous voices, like, hello, you're Gregnant.
I hope that's how they would tell everybody.
Make it a contest.
Social media posts saying,
like, make it a contest between all of our friends. Just have each one of us try to step up the other one.
Yeah. Do you guys know what a Karloff is?
Like Boris Karloff?
No, but I can totally see the confusion.
What?
This is something when I used to work at the restaurant, we used to have Karloffs. Because Walking Dead is still popular for some reason. And we always just make fun of the way Rick says Carl. We just go, Carl! Someone shouts Carl, the next person has to shout it more obnoxious and louder. And then the other person has to do it more obnoxious and even more louder.
Oh, so it's the penis game.
Yeah, it's the penis game, but you just yell Carl.
It's okay. The Will Shatner game.
Let's do a pregnancy and parenting Yahoo.
Basically, it's where someone yells Shatner and everybody has to
not a good
completely
one.
Over
9 minutes ago.
More over the top than the last.
God, this is gonna get really inappropriate really fast.
What?
That's fine.
Okay. Kiddos, leave the stream.
We've said fuck like a million times.
Pregante, really? Yeah. Pregnancy question? Hey. So can you get yourself pregnant by swallowing your own cum?
What?
Someone's answer is, if you manage it, you will be very rich.
What?
I think we need to end it. We need to end this Yahoo Answers segment, but
well,
just this question.
Answer,
oh, boy. Oh, geez, let's go for some drama. I just got married 6 months ago and found out my husband has been getting nudes 2 months in while I was pregnant. Should I end it or stay? Leave his ass. God. That's ridiculous. I don't think you should be going to Yahoo Answers for
Don't go to Yahoo Answers for life advice. Yahoo Answers is for yes or no questions.
Beauty
and sometimes even then you shouldn't trust them. A lot of the times you shouldn't trust
them. Pretty much all the time you shouldn't trust them. How about that?
Go on like the subreddit for whatever you're thinking of. It's probably much better and also more toxic at the same time.
I was just gonna say.
Well, a lot of subreddits, like the skincare subreddit.
Yeah.
It's fucking fantastic.
Oh, some of them are great.
Oh, our visual novel is like my favorite.
R Square Circle. Squared Circle for wrestling. Awesome stuff. Learned a lot about Japanese wrestling there. Good stuff. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
You look like you found some gold.
What color does 5/13 green and 8/13 inchworm make?
Yes.
Kennedy, you're an artist.
Yeah, it's on you.
Well, in my artistic opinion, it very deep alizarin crimson.
What impression is that?
Alizarin crimson.
I just like that voice. Can you just like talk like that for the rest of the podcast? Yeah, just do it. It's funny.
Hang on. I used to be able to use that same affliction. I used to be able to do a pretty mean Judy Garland. Let's see
if I can still do it. Oh, fucking fantastic.
Give me a line.
I've come to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
I've come to kick ass and chew bubblegum, but I'm all out of bubblegum.
That was almost like Katharine Hepburn.
I haven't done this in at least 8 years, but I used to be able to do a pretty mean Judy Garland.
That's definitely Katharine Hepburn. But it's good.
No, fuck off. It's Judy Garland.
That's Judy Garland right
it's
there.
Am I getting it back?
There you go.
Judy Garland.
There we go.
I used to be able to do it pretty all right, because I used to do competitive speech, and there's this really brilliant DI about Judy Garland kind of summarizing her life, but specifically her early life. It's a very incredible one. In fact, at Nationals, someone made it into top 16 with it. It's a very great piece, and I went through a phase for a while where I wanted to do DI. It was a very quick-lived phase. DI... It's fun and I like it, but I prefer OO, and I wanted to do the Judy Garland piece, so I tried really hard. I used to be able to get the voice pretty well, though. There might be recordings somewhere.
She has like a really like distinct voice,
she
though.
She does. I'll have to show it to you guys sometime. The one that made it into Nationals this year, it's brilliant. Like, even if you aren't like into competitive speech, like, it's
all right, I have 3 more Yahoo Answers questions that we will try to answer. We just turned into an advice podcast because we didn't get questions. Okay. Help, my Roblox account got shut down. That's it.
Make an Adventure Quest account.
There you go.
Go on the dark web.
No! Make a Neopets account.
Find their Neopets cow, which they obviously have if they're petty enough to steal a Roblox account. They probably were one of the last few people on Club Penguin too. You know.
Go into the Marvel Superheroes game in Roblox and just find them, because all the 10-year-olds are on the Marvel Superheroes Roblox, and just pick Spider-Man and just harass them. Because get like 2 or 3 friends, all go in, all 4 of you pick Spider-Man.
Bonus points.
One of the things he has is a thing that will just stick you to the ground, stick the opponent to the ground, and you'll just be stuck and you can't do anything. So one of you just sticks the kid to the ground after you lure him up, and then the 4 of you just shoot the fuck out of him.
That's so
mean. Is Black Panther in that game?
Maybe.
I was going to say, if he is, you can piss off all the grown-ass men Marvel fans and just keep calling yourself Batman.
Oh, that's good.
Marvel fans lose their shit when people say that.
I feel like Marvel fans are really easy to upset. Mm-hmm. Well, hardcore Marvel fans.
Comic fans in general.
Yeah. What other colors work well for goths besides black?
Purple.
I've noticed that dark reds and blues are popular, but what other colors work well with black?
Alizarin crimson. And, you know, the worst part is that's not even a joke. Like, alizarin crimson is just a really pretentious saying, like, a deep, dark red.
I was going to say, is that a real color?
Yes, it is.
No. Just mish and mash colors and just see what looks edgy enough, and you're good.
Basically dark anything.
Yeah.
But in particular reds, think blood, and purples, linked with psychic and magic. Gray gets thrown into the mix, along with black, too. And even orange around Halloween.
I got a friend
named... What a comprehensive answer!
I got a friend named Brittany.
Oh, there's more.
Oh.
But wait, there's more.
But there are many goth subcultures. Remember that goths stem from punk. And there are various subcultures within goth cultures, such as psychedelic, bright colors, pastel goth, pastel colors like pinks and purples, cyber goth, neon colors, steampunk, olive greens and golds, and white goths. White.
How the fuck is steampunk an offshoot of goth?
Because... Okay, goth is an offshoot of punk.
Yeah.
And steampunk is an offshoot of goth and punk.
So I got a buddy named Brittany who's
because it's literally very gothic era.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a friend named Brittany who's very, very goth. And she usually likes reds and silvers. We did a photo shoot once a while ago. One of the pictures got published in Venture.
Oh, cool. I would personally be a pastel goth if I had unlimited money to reinvent my wardrobe.
If I could have any fucking wardrobe I wanted, honestly, I'd want to be... I would want to do the Maury thing, but not with skirts.
Okay.
Like, with, like, gaucho pants.
Right now, I'm kind of athleisure goth.
And Crocs.
Can you not?
My typical outfit would be gaucho pants, printed socks, and Crocs.
Monica said, oh, shit, I'm steampunk goth.
What kind of Crocs? Colors.
No, that's cyberpunk. Flames.
Okay.
Or cyber goth.
But it's more so the silhouette of the Maury.
Dark black and light black.
Big fluffy jackets.
Finally, Yahoo. Before we end. Do all heavenly beings have the same nature? Humans live in the earth and all share the same nature. We are earthly beings. Angels are said to have created a human body to live in while they were allowed to roam the earth. Angels, Jesus, and Jehovah all live in heaven and all share the same nature, a heavenly nature. Humans cannot live there, when would need to be born again and or transformed with a heavenly body in order to live there. So, question remains. Do all heavenly beings have the same nature?
Quite.
Sure.
That's if you subscribe to the belief that heaven exists. And it's not just, like, you know, two planes. One's a spirit plane, one's, like, physical plane. Mm. That seems to be more...
And even then, different religions have different interpretations of what heaven is. Like, you know, for some religions, it's, you know, the cycle of reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
For some, it's more so of a state of mind or a state of zen.
Yeah.
And then there are some which say, no, it's a literal place. And then there are some that just say there's no heaven or hell at all.
I think. Wait, you're saying no? I'm not God, or no, they don't have the same nature. No, I don't think all heavenly beings have the same nature. I think there has to be diversity there.
I mean, Satan...
Satan was a heavenly being.
Satan was a heavenly being.
Yep.
He definitely didn't share nature
with
anybody else up there. And that's, of course, assuming you subscribe to the
Paradise Lost theory.
To the general.
Yeah. Paradise Lost.
Paradise Lost. Yeah. I was thinking of a different word, but yeah, that's basically it.
No, like I, Junicus, is God. What? I don't follow.
I thought we agreed earlier that Chris G is God. That's what the G stands for.
Yeah, sure. All right. Well, it's been a bit, so I think that's where we're going to end it. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. This is episode 76. We'll be back next week with episode 77. And thank you so much. This will be up on Thursday, and as soon as we go offline on Twitch right now, you'll see our streams coming up. They're a little different. I'll take the place of WowMe on Tuesday. Nothing on Thursday, unless Colin is test streaming. No Weeaboo Wednesday. Tabletop Fridays returns, and we might be doing family dinner. Codecast should return as usual. So, thank you so much, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.